This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman, in for David Brown. There is no doubt about it. America is in need of infrastructure repair. According to the American Society of Civil Engineers' latest infrastructure report card, U.S. infrastructure was rated as a D or poor. Of particular note on the report, the country's crumbling levee and dam system. That danger is more apparent than ever for the over 400,000 people living downstream from the Lewisville Lake Dam in North Texas. That dam holds back 2.5 billion tons of water, and engineers are saying it's a ticking time bomb if nothing is done soon. It's a story George Getschow has been following. He's a contributing writer to the Dallas Morning News and a professor of journalism at the University of North Texas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So this isn't something that happens overnight. What is going on and what's been building with the dam?
Well, you're right. The Lewisville Dam is aging. It was built back in the 50s, and like all dams, it's suffering from stress, suffering from age. And back in 2005, all the way through 2008, Army Corps of Engineers took a serious look at the dam. They brought in their best analysts, their best engineers, to take a look and see if there were problems at the dam. And they determined that there were indeed many hair-raising problems. There was excessive seepage under the dam. There was instability and erosion at the spillway. There was some indications of piping, which is where excessive seepage leads to erosion under the dam. So they've known about the problems at the Lewisville Dam for a long time.
And this is an enormous dam. This is 6.5 miles long, right?
6.5 miles long, and it holds back a lot of water, as you pointed out in your introduction.
So what would happen? What are the risks if there is seepage or, worse, a break?
Heaven forbid. There would be, it would be like a tsunami, a 65-foot flood. If it were a catastrophic breach, that is a huge wholesale breach in the dam, it would unleash a 65-foot floodway that would smash everything in its path. Every community from Lewisville, Carrollton, Farmers Branch, Las Colinas, all the way down to Dallas. It would leave Dallas submerged in almost 50 feet of water, and then it would proceed downward all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So it would be a regional disaster, much worse than, according to the Corps engineers, than Katrina was to the city of New Orleans.
That's incredible and terrifying. So should people in Lewisville and, as you say, in North Texas in general, even down, how worried should we be?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. The Corps continues to say that it's not an imminent risk of failure. And they're the engineers. I'm not. All I can tell you is what their internal studies have said. And if I were living in that area, I would certainly be concerned. I was pleased, however, that the city of Lewisville and the city of Carrollton, they put out press releases responding to the Dallas Morning News story, advising everyone what they should do in the event of a breach, which is the first time they've done that. They told them where they should evacuate. They told them to call in and give the city the numbers so that if they need to advise them that there was problems with the dam, they could tell them. They told them which way to go, what the evacuation areas would be. So I was actually pleased that the story performed a public service in that regard.
So is this natural deterioration or is this a result of something else?
It's a combination. It's aging, and all dams leak, but the Lewisville Dam is leaking uncontrollably. They've put in a number of relief wells over the last few years trying to control the seepage and relieve the pressure going underneath the dam, but the relief wells are no longer preventing the seepage, and that creates seepage is one of the biggest causes of dam failure in the country. So there's no doubt the Corps is concerned about it, but I also want to make clear the Corps is really going full bore and all out to try to prevent a disaster from happening. And one of the things that's very important to understand is that the problems at the Lewisville Dam have been there for a long time, but they were made worse by the deluge that we had last spring.
Yeah, in May. So what happened with all that water?
Well, what happened was as the pool rose, it put enormous pressure on the embankments. And also, as water rises in the reservoir, the amount of seepage underneath increased.
It's a fascinating read and one you'll definitely want to check out if you live downstream or anywhere in Texas. George Getschow is a contributing writer to the Dallas Morning News and a professor of journalism at the University of North Texas. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lauren.